producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What's going on with police and citizen encounters? Problems in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, on the hot seat. Hey, everyone. Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. So here's the deal. In light of what happened with Officer Jason Van Dyke over a year ago, where he shot Laquan McDonald, easy for me to say, 16 times, it opened up a Pandora's box. Now, apparently, there's another shooting from 2 years ago of a 17-year-old. And Van Dyke is facing first-degree murder charges. However, it took a year, and the video wasn't released for a year. So you had protesters that shut down a big swath of Michigan Avenue. If you've never been to Chicago, that's like a main thoroughfare. There was a city council meeting. Rahm Emanuel took responsibility and said that they would improve the situation. They would do everything possible to change what had happened. But then there's going to be this other video that might come out. Right now, they've held it. But this video could be released, depends on what a judge says, in 2 weeks. And if it's released, imagine how explosive the situation will be, because you have another white cop shooting a black teenager. I don't know the excessiveness of it, but the sensitivity is certainly off the charts. So now the conversation is about sensitivity training and communication skills, which has increased in a lot of police departments. But the problem is some situations, and we know this, I know there are people out there listening who are police officers, sometimes a situation means the police officer has to get physical. And that means subduing somebody. What happens when you can't subdue them? What happens when the frustration is sky high? And if there are poor tactics, it leads to injuries and sometimes death to one of the two people, the cop or the person who's part of the encounter. And video is now so much a part of so many police encounters that it's clearly right there to see. So you've got probably some very skilled officers who are trained well, or maybe they're trained in street smarts, and then you have others who just aren't as trained, and then the discussion becomes, well, what happens in these encounters? You can role play all you want, you can have a thick skin, you can know exactly what you're supposed to do, but then you have verbal nonsense being spewed at you. What if something physical happens? And can a really well-trained, properly trained officer know how to end a fight before it starts? Can they do that? I'll tell you what, the Van Dyke encounter, 16 shots of Laquan McDonald was just excessive, no question about it. McDonald died. Van Dyke, as I already mentioned, first degree murder charge. And you've got protesters who are furious. So now you have police who are lined up to try to stop the protesters in case it gets out of hand. And hopefully that's not what happens. No matter what, peaceful protests different from violent protests. And I hate to see Chicago torn apart like that. And Rahm Emanuel didn't do much in the mayor's seat. Because he's an apologist. I'm sorry for the teacher strike. I'm sorry for the violence that we say we're really curbing the violence. I'm sorry for what's happened and the way it was handled. And the sorries run thin, especially in a big city like Chicago. Oof, very thin, needless to say. What do you think is the right thing to do? I think video is the necessity. No matter what the cost, video for all police officers, because then if there's something dicey that they jump into the middle of, they've got it on tape. They have it on tape. They're not relying for the possibility of other cameras out there. They're not relying on one word against another. There's backup for everyone concerned. Now, when it goes in the other direction, they're going to pay the price, which is the case with Van Dyke and why he's in the situation he's in after they investigated it. Coming up on this Hour of America tonight, we've got odds and ends. Plus, tweet this, what is trending in the 140-character world? Whether you use Twitter or not, you certainly have heard of it, and you know that so much news really breaks through Twitter. It seems as though when somebody does anything, they tweet it immediately, whether they're a congressperson or whether they're involved in sports. Or perhaps it's just somebody ordinary who is observing something extraordinary. It is amazing how much is pumped out through Twitter. So we will go to tweet this coming up at the tail end of the show. And did you see perhaps a little slice of the video of the guy who sadly killed three people in the Planned Parenthood in Colorado? He was in court on Wednesday. He screamed out, "Protect the babies." He said he was guilty, won't go to trial. He just screamed it out. "I won't go to trial. I'm guilty. Protect the babies." Screamed out, "Protect the babies, protect the babies." So this case is not going to really go much of anywhere. His lawyer is the same guy, the public defender, who drew the short straw and had to put up together a case, a defense, I guess, if you will, for the Colorado shooter in the movie theater. Remember the Batman movie? James Holmes. And even the Colorado Planned Parenthood shooter yelled out, "My lawyer's the guy who defended Batman, the Batman." And yeah, he didn't look right, so they may have a leg to stand on with the whole insanity thing. But it was disruptive, to say the least, when he was yelling out and the judge was trying to quiet him down, and he was having none of that. A little Willie Nelson on the road again. A big reminder to all of you to check out KateOnTheRoad.com. Head there. You could win a computer. Pass the word. We may be coming to your town soon.
I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All of you a happy holiday. Maybe you're starting early. It's not too far away from the ho-ho-ho time. And, of course, Hanukkah is upon us right now. And then before you know it, it's going to be about predictions and the end of the year swinging into 2016. It's an odd time, isn't it, when you go through New Year's Eve and into January 1st and New Year's Day and you do the predicting thing and you have these resolutions. Does anyone still make resolutions? Oh, they can be so deadly. It's like to-do lists. We need to throw out to-do lists, I think. Because ever notice when you have a really long list, how many things do you get done on that really long list? You don't. You have to cherry-pick them. That's why they say, like, if you focus on three things, there's more potential to have any kind of a project done. Anyway, it's not about lecturing or giving you some odd knowledge that I've found out about. I want to tell you about something pretty exciting. Did you ever sing Happy Birthday? How many times do you estimate that you've sung Happy Birthday in your life? It seems like every restaurant I'm in, there's always a Happy Birthday to be had. A moment to turn around and make someone's day by joining in with the rest of the crew from way across the room. Every time I was in a Fridays, it was always a happy birthday. Or Farrell's. Anybody go to Farrell's, the ice cream place? So I started to think about this. How many times have I sung Happy Birthday? It's a song that we can all relate to, right? So check this version out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right? God.
That's how I felt like every single one of those singers in the restaurant was singing it.
Oh, brutal. Brutal. And there's some restaurant, I'm trying to think of where it is. It might be, I've been in, there's a restaurant called Macaroni Grill, and I think that the Macaroni Grill, when I've been in there, there's people that sing it in Italian. I'm thinking, do they get a bump in pay because they know Happy Birthday in Italian? If you know it in another language, do you get a bump? I don't know. But it's amazing. I am a magnet. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm a magnet for the Happy Birthday song. Guarantee. I'm going out with the in-laws to celebrate an early Christmas. Guarantee at that brunch somebody will have a birthday song. I know it. I just know it. So how about this? A settlement has been reached in a lawsuit over whether Happy Birthday to You, which is, of course, very well known, and you just heard an interesting version there. It's a beloved song in the world, is owned by a music publisher who earned millions by enforcing its copyright. So a U.S. District Judge, George King, ruled in September, as you know, that Warner Chappell Music didn't own the lyrics to the song, only some musical arrangements, and the company had no right to charge for its use. So check this out. A trial is set to begin next week in L.A., which could have finally decreed whether the lyrics sung to generations of birthday boys and girls around the globe, not just in the United States, really is in the public domain. Also to be decided at the trial is whether Warner Chappell would have to return any of the licensing fees estimated to be at like $2 million a year that were collected for use of the song in movies, TV shows, and other commercials, which is a ton. On Tuesday, King vacated the trial, though, saying all parties in the case had agreed to settle. It resolves all the issues, says Randall Scott Newman, an attorney for one of the plaintiffs. He and other lawyers declined to provide the details of the settlement, which is awaiting the judge's approval. Jennifer Nelson was billed, for example, $1,500 to use Happy Birthday to You in a documentary she's doing on the song's history, and she's pretty excited about that outcome because I don't think she's going to have to pay that. But here's what's wild. Depending on any other future rulings, think of the amount of money they would have to come up with. You know, the full lyrics weren't in print until 1911. And it wasn't until 1930 that Patty Hill claimed to have written the lyrics at the same time that she co-wrote Good Morning to All. But King ruled that Summy Company never acquired the rights to the lyrics, only to piano arrangements of the melody, and its successor had no valid copyright. More gobbledygook that you don't necessarily need to know. But the fact is that's a game changer, and we all know that that was a game changer. But what was the settlement? I'd be curious about the settlement. How big was the settlement? I mean, you know, that's a there's a lot that has happened with the Happy Birthday deal over the years. Like I said, how many times has it been? And especially think of movies, think of commercial spots. Think of how often you've seen Happy Birthday appear somewhere. You know, the song Happy Birthday. And imagine all those people being charged for it like a cash cow. It was a cash cow for them, and that cash cow is going away in a very big way if they were counting on keeping the royalties, getting the royalties for it. That puts the brakes on it. There could be some interesting people, a lot of other people could file lawsuits, depending on what's said there, and that would be nightmarish, right? Maybe the statute of limitations would play into this, but I think they would still have a lot of people that could go after them. I mean, if they would or not, you know, who knows? So for everything that we talk about when it comes to immigration and the bridge, not the bridge, when the the bridge that is the gap between America and Mexico. Did you know there is a new pedestrian bridge that's set to open on the U.S.-Mexican border? Yeah, it links San Diego and Tijuana and the Tijuana airport. They say it's a purple, I was reading this today in an L.A. article, a purple pedestrian bridge between the two terminals that link the airport and San Diego open on Wednesday. They call it the Cross Border Express. It's the first project to join a site in the U.S. with a foreign airport terminal first. So it's going to be open 24/7, and they say tickets are on sale now. It was $120 million to build it. They say it'll serve about 2.4 million flyers each year who would have otherwise had to deal with a different border crossing. The bridge is restricted to ticketed Tijuana airport passengers flying out within 24 hours. But they can use that crossing. Wow. So if you were looking, I'll give you an example. If you were, you know, cheaper flights out of Tijuana to destinations in Mexico. So if you check prices on any of the websites, but let's say Kayak, because you can filter through all of them. If you took a flight to Mexico City in mid-January from Tijuana, it would be $114. If you did American Airlines from Los Angeles Airport round trip flights to Mexico City, it would be $334. And then you deal with the bridge. I mean, it's a good looking bridge. But, boy, I thought we were talking about building walls, and now we're building bridges that link an airport in Mexico to San Diego. They better have great coverage on both sides of that span. And I'm sure they will after everything that's happened. Oh, they better have great coverage. Let's put it that way. Or there will be more complaints than they could possibly even imagine. And it just, to me, it just feels like, is this really what you want to do? Is this really where you want to go with this? I think it's pretty tough. Coming up next, Kinky Friedman talks politics with us here on America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What a character our next guest is. He's an American Texas country singer, songwriter, novelist. He's so prolific, it's ridiculous. It would take an hour to go through all of his work. Humorous, politician, former columnist for Texas Monthly. And I'll tell you what, he ran for governor of Texas, and boy, he would have really shook things up if he had won, because there were so many people that wanted Kinky Friedman to close the deal on Governor Goodhair. That would be Rick Perry back in the day. And it's a pleasure to have him on this show. He's getting ready for a big CD birthday bash, and we're going to talk all about that and some other things as well. Kinky, thanks for stopping by.
Okay, it's a pleasure to be here.
I'll tell you what, I cannot believe that you are going to be a mere 72. You look like you're 55. Is that just good living?
Yeah, it's pretty clean living. It's kind of like Willie's case. Willie's bulletproof, you know. If he keeps doing it, God knows how old Willie is. What is he, 82? We don't count anymore. But, yeah, as long as he keeps playing, I may even keep running. We'll see. I'm 71, actually, technically. 71, though I read at the 73-year-old level.
I love that. So, you know, hanging out with Willie all those years, what could you say if you had to summarize it? What have you learned the most from Willie?
Well, probably if you fail at something long enough, you become a legend. I think that's what I've learned from Willie. That's what he told me.
I love
it. He's kind of my therapist. He told me not to get married. I haven't yet, and I might as well not screw things up at this point. And then he and I discovered that we're both politically aligned for the first time. You know, we've always been spiritually on the same page, but now we're both for Bernie for president. And, you know, he wants him because of his willies to the left of everybody. But I want Bernie because I want to see a Jew in the White House.
I love it.
And okay, if he wins, if Bernie wins, it'll be the first time a Jewish family ever moved into a place a black family just moved out of.
But I'm bumped. That's right. You are dead on with that one.
That is, well, it's true and it's funny. And, you know, politics is so, God, I mean, these guys, they're such a lame bunch of people that are running for office and that are elected officials these days. Really, honest to God, I'd like to limit all of them to two terms, one in office and one in prison.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people would jump on that same bandwagon. What do you make of Donald Trump? Somebody said to me today, it's Trump's world. We just live in it.
Well, you know, there's things you like and you don't like. I don't like that if he gives $1 million to a children's hospital, he's got to put his name up on the wall there. I like Mr. Anonymous better.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I like the fact that he doesn't apologize for everything because we're all getting tired of people screwing up and apologizing for it. It just isn't working. And, you know, my definition of politics is still holds true. Poly means more than one, and ticks are blood-sucking parasites. That's what we got.
Boy, isn't that the truth. So if your man Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination and it's Hillary Clinton, how would you feel about Clinton?
Pretty much an empty pantsuit, you know. I used to support Hillary, but not anymore.
No.
Pretty well done with that, and I think a lot of people feel that way. So I don't know. Trump and Bernie seem to be the least corrupt of anybody. That would be a ticket probably straight to hell, but we'll see. Who would have thought that Obama would be the Forrest Gump of all presidents? You know, he's a lot like me. He just cannot make a decision. The problem is he's president, so he needs to make some decisions.
Yeah, I think you absolutely nailed it there for sure. So let's talk about your music. How many songs have you written, like a gazillion, and now you have another CD out?
Well, not like Willie. Willie's written, he must have really literally written more than 1,000.
Wow.
And I have not that prolific, but I've also written books a lot. So
right.
We have a new book coming out, The Return of Kinky Friedman, by Kinky Friedman. That'll be out maybe a couple months. But the new CD is called The Loneliest Man I Ever Met. And it's a song written by me and my friend Will Hoover when we were struggling songwriters in Nashville about 30 years ago. Kate, you were probably jumping rope in the schoolyard back then.
You're right.
I was probably selling dope in the schoolyard back then. But anyway, so the song is about Tom Paul Glaser, the Glaser brothers in Nashville. And it's kind of a mirror. It's not a song. We all feel like we're the loneliest man we ever met, or woman sometimes. And then a number of these songs are old favorites of mine, like one I can't even say the title of. My bleep's bleeped up is all I can say. But it's by Warren Zevon, and it describes, Warren wrote it when he was dying of cancer, but it describes something much more than that. It kind of aptly describes the state of our country and our world. Our bleep's bleeped up. And that song has been really, people have been downloading it like crazy, so that's one to get hold of. And the other one is Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis by Tom Waits. That's a really good song. And anyway, this is a different kind of a record. People are really digging it. It is very sparsely produced, kind of like Redheaded Stranger was. So you can bring your own imagination into play. Whereas the rest of the records that seem to be coming out of Nashville these days, they're overproduced and they sound like background music at a frat party or something like that. So you can't really think. This gives you a lot of space between the lines, this record. It does feature Willie, and it features Mickey Rayfield, Willie's harmonica player, who is a virtuoso on the deal. And it's a beauty. Produced by a young kid in New Jersey, from New Jersey, Brian Malnor, and the guitarist, Joe Cerati, is also from New Jersey, and he's terrific. And, you know, there ain't much other instrumentation on the record. It's very, very simple, and it'll surprise a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. The you know, and listening to you talk about Nashville and you talk about the music being overproduced, why do you think that is? Do you think it's because of all the shows that are out there, American Idol, et cetera, and people just get them to rush them in, you know, have a lot of publicity and sell, sell, sell?
Well, let's, you know, let's face it. We live in a Miley Cyrus universe. We have to navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that idiot's name in Canada? I never can remember. Brutus, Bruce.
Yes.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I mean, when Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus are the biggest things going, you've got to, you know, you can't, you got to buck every trend and break every rule. And when you think about it, that's what Willie's been doing his whole career. And he's always been a little ahead of the beat or behind it or whatever. He's never, he deliberately out of step with the world, which is a very good thing. We need more of that. And he was a big help on this thing on Bloody Mary Morning, which opens the record. And he's, of course, I had to get stoned with Willie, although I don't smoke pot. I don't want to say that. I only did it kind of as a matter of Texas etiquette to make him feel comfortable. And I got so high, I needed a stepladder to scratch my ass. So, the record, that song was really fun. And, you know, my timing goes totally off every time I'm with Willie. I thought the song was taking about an hour and a half to record. And actually, it was precisely 3 minutes. Willie knew about that.
Wow, because he knows he's got his timing down. When you were there in Nashville 30 years ago, you were writing, you know, you're just a kid, we'll say. Did you think that your career would explode this way?
Well, I certainly didn't. I mean, I wished it would. There was something really beautiful about those old days. And, you know, there's a window in time. I was telling Willie how disappointed I was with Nashville, the way it looks now. You know, it's all corporate. They got songs written by committees of four and five people, and you know, nothing is just a couple of songwriters hanging out anymore. You don't see much of that. And Willie disagreed. He says, "No, Nashville is still the dream. You know, there's still a kid in a pickup truck with guitars and a suitcase full of songs that's heading to Nashville." And so, you know, I mean, there may be some hope. I don't much like the music that's coming out. I listen to it at gunpoint, you know, the country music that's, just heard from Dwight Yoakam today. Now he's a great one, you know, but there ain't many like him. And I mean, if I had all of Dwight's God given singing talent, I'd be dead right now, I'm sure. He's brilliant. Maybe there's something to the fact that he's never smoked any kind of tobacco or dope, and he's been a vegetarian his entire adult life. No alcohol. No alcohol either, Kate.
Wow.
I mean, he's the opposite of what my advice to people is. My advice is find what you like and let it kill you.
I'm right there.
And I also, say that my other advice is that Jesus loves you may be very comforting words unless you hear them in a Mexican prison.
I love it. Kinky Friedman, we're going to tell you how you can go to his party, his new CD, The Loneliest Man I Ever Met. Rave reviews from all kinds of people, including Kinky himself, which is always a good thing. Kinky, thanks so much.
We ought to quickly mention the show. The show is Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday.
We're messing that with B.J. Thomas and Ruth Buzzy. And Kinky Friedman. That's the three of us. So.
Yep, absolutely. It's from 7 to 10 o'clock, and it's in Fort Worth at the River Ranch Stockyards. You can get tickets, and it's great that here's what's great, too. It benefits the Metroport Meals on Wheels and Utopia Animal Rescue, too.
Yep.
Correct?
That's it, baby.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. We'll be there. We'll see you. Thanks, Kinky.
Okay, thank you very much. May the God of your choice bless you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Okay, darling.
Bye bye.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and long, for a life of sin. I have paid the cost.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tweet, tweet, green, green. Tweet, tweet, did you wanna meet? Or were you just following me?
Ah, little tweet this. Gotta love it. What is being tweeted? Well, can you imagine what's being tweeted? Of course, naturally, a lot of it still has to do with Donald Trump. Heavy on the minds of a lot of people because every day he's part of the news cycle. So in what's being tweeted, he's always at the top of the pack because of the amount of publicity, frankly, that he gets them out the news cycle, meaning you're hearing about him again and again and again and again and again. So, you know what a tweet is. Somebody puts a tweet out there, including the Donald himself, and then somebody retweets it. You heard all those, the chirps. Somebody else will take it and retweet it to all of the people who are on their Twitter, and it just grows and becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and sometimes explodes into a viral phenomenon. How do you like that word? A viral phenomenon. And we have seen this with so much of what Donald Trump has said, whether it first was let's build the wall, whether it was the conversation about the Muslims, or whether it was now this Time magazine deal that he wasn't chosen and instead the German chancellor was chosen. That was heavily, heavily tweeted. And now, because Twitter is so much a part of our life, the 140-character world, you can be watching shows, and they'll show you what's being tweeted. So, for example, today, what you would see, what you would have seen, and you'll continue to see, is, as I mentioned, the FEC complaint, Trump using corporate funds for campaign dirty work. That was one thing. Then there was another that was tweeted out in many different ways. Trump says he won't bolt party if GOP shows him respect. That's a constant theme, isn't it? And after that, we could move on to other news that broke about San Bernardino. And what broke about San Bernardino is the fact that Syed Farouk and his wife had been apparently casing a high school near them in San Bernardino, and it looked as if they were going to try to go in and do some damage at the high school. So not just leave it at the worst possible horrible thing that was already done, meaning going into the workplace in the county building and those people celebrating with a Christmas party, shooting 14 people, killing 14 people and shooting so many others that were wounded, but then, in fact, going after kids in a high school who would have been sitting ducks too as well. So I bounce back to Trump for a second, and when Time decided they weren't going to go with him, Trump tweeted out, "I don't care what's happening in other countries. I only care about this country." So I guess he thought that qualified for him to get the cover. I'm going to just do random tweets for fun. And this is trending. Katie Couric says, "Check out my piece in Time about Carrie Kloss and the power of kindness. A story I thought was so important to share." There's like a kindness movement going on, and there's one faction of it. Then there was another tweet from Reuters that was retweeted a lot. Another Paris attacker named was a French national who went to Syria 2 years ago. Then we also have a tweet from NOAA, you know, where they tell us what's happening hurricane-wise, etc. They put, "Just in autumn 2015 was record warm for continuing U.S. climate." And they're talking about, obviously, climate change. Not, well, they didn't say climate change, talking about the climate and whether it was warm, whether we were seeing the same kind of temperatures or, you know, what was going on there. How about this? I love this tweet because I think we can all relate to it. "Did you see a Charlie Brown Christmas? I bet a lot of you listening to me, in fact, I would say the majority of you have seen at least an advertisement for Charlie Brown Christmas. Did you know," and this was tweeted out by a couple different people, including Good Morning America, "did you know a Charlie Brown Christmas was released on this day 50 years ago? 50 years ago. How about that? I think that's pretty cool. When I was a kid, I lived for the Charlie Brown Christmas. That and the Abominable Snowman. You know, that song, Holly Jolly Christmas, it's like sticks in your brain. Oof. Okay, some tweets from the world of sports. Let's give you a few of them, because I thought some of them were kind of interesting. The PGA Tour tweeted out, because they got to get any publicity they can, "The number four shot of 2015, Jordan Spieth's epic putt at the U.S. Open." So they had a little piece of tape, and they tweeted that out. And, of course, it was Jordan Spieth sink in the putt. Also, UFC, they tweeted out one more presser before they take it to the octagon. And they're talking about an upcoming match, MMA fighters and personalities. And they're smart. They always do that, of course. And let's see. How about this? I'm going to give you one that you understand. How about this? From the NBA, as Kobe plays his final game in Minnesota, we look back at his memorable moments there. Because Kobe Bryant is saying goodbye to basketball and the Lakers, so now he's like on this farewell tour. Because of that, everywhere he plays, that's why they're saying Minnesota, because they're not going to see him play again after this. And it's interesting to see what the crowd has been like where he's gone, if they're cheering for him or not, or it's just like another day. We bounce back to news, and Hillary Clinton gets retweeted some. And she has a lot of Twitter followers, not as much as Donald Trump. But Hillary Clinton says nearly 3 million Americans are Muslims. They deserve better than Republicans' hateful, dangerous attacks. And for grins, I'll tell you, she's got 4.85 million followers. 4.85 million followers. And she posts things every single day, usually from the campaign trail. So people are following her, of course, for that reason. And that makes complete sense because everybody, whether they want to be dragged kicking and screaming into it or not, you got to be, if you're running, you got to be on Twitter. I talk about Donald Trump because he tweets all the time. He has more followers than Hillary Clinton. He's got a little bit more for sure. He's 5.19 million. You know what's interesting? How much has he tweeted? 29,000 tweets. And he's only following 48 people. So that means when he gets his feed, he's getting, the only thing he gets back is, he won't, if you follow him, he's not going to care what you say, what grocery store you're at, or who you're rooting for, whatever. He's only following the 48 people. Wonder who the 48 people are? I would say some of them are pretty famous people. Let's put it that way. All right, that's a wrap for Tweet This and this show. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine, fine work on the technicals, and all of you, including in the cheap seats, for hanging out with us. Thanks.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.